Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports pilot on studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but get this, never duplicated, knocking out bums now for 40 years, four decades of radio. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring a unique combination to the dance. But guess what? I'm not stealing the pay-per-views. I'm buying them. Are you stealing the pay-per-views? Actually, most of the people I know are stealing pay-per-views. Why? Because they're too expensive. Straight up, even if they made pay-per-views $20, that's what the sheikh, this guy over there in Saudi Arabia, is talking about. That'll be his novel idea, was to make these $89 pay-per-views $20. Listen, if you made them $20, people would still steal them. The bottom line is, pay-per-view, the whole concept, it just sucks as far as the consumer's concerned. Straight up, we do have open phone lines around the planet. You can join us if you'd like. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, we are less than 24 hours removed from the light heavyweight showdown, of course, taking place across the pond in Saudi Arabia. The light heavyweight champion now, Artur Beterbiev, 21-0. Didn't score a knockout, of course, went 20-0 with 20 knockouts prior, but he won a 12-round majority decision. One judge had it even. The other judges had it for Artur Beterbiev. Beterbiev, that said, now 21 and zip. Beterbiev, the harder puncher. He sort of pushed the action, stalked the action. In fact, back in the days when I was judging, I had an a certificate from the Association of Boxing Commission as far as being a judge concerned. But we talked about doing, 0.5 rounds. In other words, now rounds are 10-9, and if you dominate a round totally, it's 10-8. Or if you knock somebody down, it's an automatic 10-8 round. What I'm trying to say is that last night, some of Beterbiev's rounds, although they weren't quite 10-8 rounds, they were more than 10-9 rounds. So that's the way I scored it. Because some of the rounds, people say, as far as round per round concerned, that Bivol won the fight. Straight up, Bivol didn't win the fight. We'll hear from both guys a little bit later. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Twitch.tv, the Sports Island, the USA channel, and I'm blessed with greatness in the studio. Jose Mazzervi, my good friend, is in the studio today. Of course, what is he best known as? Olivia Sun. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to worldwidesharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hey, Pedro, how you doing? And good evening to everybody out there listening to the show.
That is Genaro Hernandez, of course. May he rest in peace, a former two-division champion. Genaro Chicanito Hernandez, of course, out of L.A. And that was when the chemotherapy, we thought the chemotherapy had worked. In fact, he was on the comeback trail, and about 3 or 4 months later, he succumbed to cancer. May he rest in peace. So he was on my show. Get this. This is how close me and Genaro were. He was on the show about 36 hours before he died. And he was, I mean, we could run the tape. It sounded really, really bad. But I don't want to go there. But the bottom line is, I really miss him. And he was a class act. Listen, of all the people in boxing, you know, everybody's got bad stuff to say about me. Good stuff probably too. But bad, everybody in boxing you can say something bad about, right? Except Genaro Hernandez. That's just the way it is. Now, straight up, last night, of course, we had the light heavyweight championship going across the pond. Of course, the light heavyweight champion now, Artur Beterbiev. I'm not all impressed. In other words, listen, both these guys are Russians. Yee, am I racist? Am I biased? Yes. I'd rather watch a couple of American guys or, here I go again, a couple of Mexican guys. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm not into Russian athletes. I've never have been. For some reason, they've sort of been the antichrist of athletics. Of course, they were caught to cheat, and they were caught cheating back as early as the 1968 Olympics and the weightlifters and that kind of stuff. So they're always looking for some type of competitive edge. And at the end of the day, of course, I always thought that they lied about their age because Russians come over here or they tell people when they do athletics that they're 17 years old. And you look at them, they've been shaving for like 10 years. Some guys like 27 years old. Bottom line is Cubans, Russians, and now South Americans lie about their age. Now, Artur Beterbiev said to be 39 years old, looking like about 39 years old. Yes, of course, a majority decision, meaning one judge had it even. The other two judges gave it to Beterbiev. As I said, Beterbiev now 21 and zip, 20 knockouts. Didn't score as knockouts or as knockdown. And Dmitry Bivol, got to give him props because, you know, it's not easy getting hit. It's just not. People say, oh, yeah, no big thing. You know, you got paid a lot of money. He got his ass whooped. When you get hit that hard, when guys hit you that hard, they shake you. I remember the time Ernie Chavez hit me. Listen, I was a policeman. And one time we were involved in a big riot out there off 3rd Street, okay? All these Bloods and these Samoans were going crazy. This, that, and somebody hit me in the head with a steel flashlight. Bang! I mean, just bang, right? I remember I saw stars for a second, right? But it was nothing compared to the punch I was hit by at the National Golden Gloves down there in Las Vegas in about 1984 when Ernie Chavez, of course, he would later fight Melzer Taylor as a professional, but when he hit me with that right hook, I'd never hit that hard in my life. I swear to God, when I was looking at the world sideways, I couldn't figure out what was going on. I'm telling you. So getting hit in boxing is just not cool. And Beterbiev hit much harder than Bivol did last night. In fact, let's run that clip. Artur Beterbiev post-fight.
You had a whole lot of hardware there now because you're the undisputed light heavyweight champion. How does that feel?
I feel not bad. I did not good today. I want more good box today, but more quality, you know. I don't know why, but I didn't like this fight, but I'll be better one day.
How tough was this fight?
It's not tough. It's like a little bit uncomfortable. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Was this a tough fight? Was this a tough fight?
Of course, it's this tough fight because Mitri, too, he's world champion too. Like, you know, he has good skills, made it better than me. But today, Allah chose me.
First three rounds, it looked like Bivol was winning those early rounds. What adjustments did you make in this fight?
Adjustments.
What changes did you make during the fight?
You know, during the fight, we always try to change something, but, you know, I want to punch him. Maybe that's why I not delivered more punches. I don't know.
Did you feel like you were slowing him down with your power as the fight went on?
No, because I not delivered him no one punch.
Wow, the still the light heavyweight champ, of course, WBC version before last night's bout, of course, added the WBA version, was recognized by Ring Magazine as the world 175-pound champion. Still, I think the best fighter in the world at 175 or 168 pounds is David Benavidez. Now, the impeccable one is in the other room. Now, I was in Marin yesterday, working in Marin yesterday, and went to Stefano's Pizza, and I got a pizza in the refrigerator for the homeless guy down the street. But the bottom line is, how come you guys are so slow over there? You got nothing. Is you got all that money? I mean, everybody's driving down the freeway like it's Sunday. What's going on over there? It looked like white Mexicans. You know what I mean? Like lazy.
You gotta take it easy sometimes. I don't know.
Oh man, that's the money. That's money talking. That's money. That's Marin County. Marin County is the most beautiful place in the entire world to live, without a doubt. Maybe Columbia is a close second. Anyway, bottom line, who's on the show today? What's up?
We'll hear from Bivol a little bit later, and of course we got Tommy D on the line right now.
Tommy D's ready to rock?
Yes, he is.
All right, let's go to the Bronx and bring in Tommy D. Tommy D, how the hell are you?
How you doing, Pedro? What's going on, bro?
All right, let's give him his props. Of course, the shot caller here on Sunday, Sir Thomas Dillamuth. I got to get it all right for his agent. All right. He called the Daniel Dubois knockout of Anthony Joshua a couple weeks ago. He called that one, and then he called Beterbiev winning last night. Of course, Beterbiev about a 2-1 underdog, so most of the money was going on Bivol. It didn't end up that way. I know it wasn't Hagler Hearns, but it's just I just had a problem getting up for this. Do I need to take more Viagra?
Listen, that's a personal preference if you need to take more Viagra.
Well, I meant to watch this fight. I was in the car. I was over in Marin. I was enjoying some pizza, you know, making decent money working on the clock as well. I mean, I had it all rolling yesterday, and the fight just didn't – I seemed like almost boxing impotent yesterday because I think it was because these guys have no appeal to me. In other words, you know, because they can't talk to me. You hear what I'm saying? And I like a fighter who's able to talk to me.
No, I totally get it. And I think it underachieved for the most part. I just saw the fight this morning. You know, it was promoted as a big fight, undisputed. You know, so a lot of people had high expectations myself, but
did you hear me there? I mean, come on. It was supposed to be Hagler Hearns. I know that not too many Hagler Hearns. I understand that, right? Well, it was supposed to be Hagler Hearns. These guys were supposed to do the rock'em sock'em robot type of thing. I mean, Beterbiev was supposed to be indestructible and all that. Both those guys, I'll tell you right now, if you'd like to take Beterbiev or Bivol over Benavidez, we could bet.
At 175?
At 175.
If they fight in the next 6 months or 9 months, that is a bet. I'll give you 2-1. Odds.
Now people are thinking that you and I set this up. Did the impeccable way? Did Bailey get in on this? Is that what he did? Bailey tell you to bet against me or what?
No, he did not.
Because he's made a few bucks betting against me, the guy. I have to, you know, give him props. Listen, Jack Fisk was the greatest boxing writer of all time, without a doubt. I mean, boxing writer, International Boxing Hall of Fame, the whole nine yards. Of course, my mentor with the SF Chronicle, he wrote for them for like 40 years. But the bottom line is, he couldn't pick his nose. I mean, when it came to picking fights, and one guy told me, yeah, I made a living picking against Fisk. And I went, huh? What do you mean? He goes, yeah, your mentor, your great mentor, you're the godfather. I said, yeah, that's what I call him. Yeah, the godfather. I named my child after him, my first and only child, Jacqueline. He goes, yeah. He goes, well, he goes, I made a living betting against him. I said,
Wow.
Yeah, you know, this is what it is. I don't know if he was exaggerating or not, but Jack had a lot of bad picks.
Hey, listen, I mean, you gave me props for the pick. I mean, my pick didn't go the way I saw it. I picked Better Be Up to win, but I thought he was going to stop him. I was wrong. So, I mean, I'm half right. I mean, Better Be Up got the win. It was a close fight. I had to fight 7-5 for Better Be Up, but it could have went either way. I thought rounds 4 and round 7 were swing rounds. I thought they were very close. It could have went either way. So I know there's a few people crying robbery,
the robbery doesn't apply. But what about my you know, back in the days, we were talking about doing point and a half rounds. In other words, instead of 10-9, it would be like 10-8.5. In other words, I mean, they were talking about doing that. And of course, they never did it. But some of those rounds last night were borderline 10-8 rounds. No?
No, I don't think so. Not at all.
Okay.
No, the rounds were close. It was a competitive fight.
But the power that Beterbiev was unleashing on him, you don't think that was like, yee?
No, because he didn't really, like, you know, there's rounds where I understand what you're saying in some fights where guys get hurt and they don't drop, and then maybe the ropes held them up a little bit. Then, yeah, I would score those rounds like 10-8 rather than 10-9 because you totally dominated. But I didn't see that last night.
Okay, so I got to ask you this, and we'll go back to the main event in just a second, Val. They put this card with Jai Oppaya and Jack Macy. Jack Macy, I think I could beat him. Fabio Wardley and Frazier Clark, I'm not too high on either of those guys. Chris Eubank Jr., didn't he take steroids? Taking Camille somebody about Ben Whitaker and Leon Cameron. Evidently, Ben Whitaker and Leon Cameron went over the top rope, and one of them left the ring in a wheelchair.
I saw highlights. I didn't see the fight because I was at another fight.
You mean lowlights?
I see that they told him to fake the injury. Like Whitaker, like they told him, listen, tell him you're hurt. You can't fight no more. So I got to look more into that. I don't know if you noticed that or you've seen anything of that, but the corner told him to stay down or pretend to be hurt or something to that nature.
You know, but anytime you go over the top rope, bro, I think that probably is a good reason to call the fight.
Yeah, but I mean, they were going to give both fighters a good amount of time, right, to recover. I mean, I didn't see it, so I didn't see how he felt. I saw the highlight. It did look crazy, you know, and I didn't feel it, so I don't know how much it really did hurt. So I can't, you know, to be fair. But
you know, I've punched Tim Terry Norris's name now 3 times because I'm trying to remember who the guy is that faked it against Terry Norris, but they faked it to the point where they made, and my computer keeps taking me to officials at boxrec.com. Anyway, it's the internet in here. It's this dial-up internet, okay? That's what we have here at Sports Byline, Tommy D. I kid you not. Dial-up internet. Let's go to a station break, and I'll try to get this together. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and like 1,000 other internet platforms. Straight up, I'm looking back at this January 11, 2000, of course, Boxing Update magazine, Mike Tyson fighting Julius Francis, of course, knocked him out in the third round over there in the UK, in Manchester, like in front of a big crowd, right? He beat the spit out of promoter Frank Warren before the fight. Beat his ass. I mean, Frank Warren showed up the fights with black eyes. I kid you not. Hey, that's what you call earning your money. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't mess with Tyson.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, I'm on Ring Talk, and as you know, this is one of the first shows that got onto the internet. My friend Pedro is a true fighter in his own mind, I should say, but he really is. I seen him exercising the other day, getting ready for somebody. I don't know who it is, because everybody is taking shots at him, so I see him getting himself in good condition so that he could fire back. Never been one to say die, never been one to hide out. He comes on, damn near torpedoes, full steam ahead.
Little background on that. I was in New York City. I guess it was some big convention or a fight. Bottom line, I was at the Times Square gym, and I did a good job to get a good number on former world champion Saul Umami over four rounds. And Don King says to me afterwards, Pedro, you want to think about fighting? No, you got to be kidding. I was retired two or three years when I did this. Bottom line is, no way. Of course, as a professional, you get hit with these smaller gloves, okay? And although the first 8 to 10 fights are probably pretty easy, after that, you're in the big leagues. And guess what? The big leagues, if that was me getting hit by Ernie Chavez, if that was anything like the big leagues is, I don't want no part of it. Back to the phone lines, take it back to Skype and bring it to the Bronx, of course, and bring in Sir Thomas Dillamuth. And Tommy, is your daughter's home for the weekend?
Yes, she is. She's home for the weekend. Yeah, so we're happy. I'm very happy about that.
Tommy's got a gifted kid. When I say gifted, I don't mean like gifted like bad, gifted like positive. I mean, listen, some as I tried to tell this guy before, because he's got a really smart child, some kids are meant to work for the transit system, okay? Other kids are meant to make differences. I think this young lady has a chance to make a difference. Of course, getting a scholarship at the age of 17, being in college, she just turned 18, more power to her. Anyway, enough said on that. Now, back to the fight last night, just for a second. I don't know if I want to see that again. Do you want to see it again? Is there something? Yeah, I mean, would that be on your list of 2025 things you want to see again?
Yeah, I don't see why not. If it's an immediate rematch and it's for Undisputed yet again, I mean, why not? I think I would want to see it because it wasn't a bad fight. It just underachieved. And I think in the next fight, if they have a rematch, I think Bivol will open up more. And I think, you know, being that he was the loser in a close decision, I think that will make him want to, you know, take more chances and open up more. And I think it'll turn out to be even a better fight. And I think you might see that knockout or somebody getting dropped or, you know, there'll be some, you know, drama in the fight, I think, in the rematch.
Okay. In 1994, Grant Phillips, the guy that runs those Grant gloves, Grant Elvis Phillips, that's who he's calling himself. But the bottom line is he was in Luis Santana's corner in 1994 and 1995 against Terry Norris. In the first fight, Norris was disqualified in the fifth round when he got knocked down Luis Santana, hit him on the break or something like that. And then they repeated the same thing. He wouldn't get it. He dogged it. Without a doubt, Luis Santana dogged it, dogged another payday. I mean, the guy came in at 38 and 15. He wasn't going to win that fight, no doubt about that. And what happened the next time? He did it again. He laid down in the third round, said he got hit in the nuts, and they disqualified Terry Norris one more time. Outside of that, Luis Santana and Grant Phillips, that was an Emmy. That was on television, right? Yeah, so that, not in the theater. So that was an Emmy award-winning performance.
They fought back. They fought three straight times.
Did it? Was it three? Yeah, they did. Three straight times. Norris finally won the third time.
Yeah, the TKO. I mean, the guy. But they ruled that he had a concussion in one of the fights. I don't know. So one of them, they ruled that he was concussed. And Terry, I think the second fight, because Terry Norris said he didn't hear the bell. I think it was after he hit him after the bell.
Terry Norris Terry Norris was concussed for a long time. When I did some of his fights down in San Diego, some of his early fights, of course, at the El Cortez Convention Center, places like that, his preliminary fights, I mean, he was sharp. He was with it, this and that. And then he declined cognitively. In other words, his skills and his ability to communicate, here I am stuttering all over the place, his ability to communicate was like, it dwindled. In other words, it was like he was down to like saying like a couple of words. Then the last time I saw him at the International Boxing Hall of Fame, he was like stuttering and stammering. I was doing live radio and I had a live radio booth set up, but I was hoping to God he wouldn't come over because I didn't want him to embarrass himself. Can you feel me?
Yeah, no, I totally get you. I totally understand. Yeah, Terry Norris is known for a couple things. I mean, he was DQ'd multiple times, I believe. And then, you know, Julian Jackson stretched him in the second round of one fight. You know, and then he's known he beat Sugar Ray. I think he's the second fighter to beat Sugar Ray.
I don't think so.
No. Was he the second? I know after only Duran beat him first. And I think Sugar Ray second loss.
Yeah, you're right. Ray Leonard lost his second fight to him with 12 round unanimous nod.
Yeah, that was second. I mean, Sugar Ray should have lost to what was it? Was it the second Hearns fight?
Oh, the second Hearns fight. I was there ringside, sitting in like the second row, and yeah, without a doubt, Tommy did a lot that night, and Ray did a little. And of course, Ray was down a couple of times. Some questionable refereeing there as far as the knockdowns were concerned. And at the end of the night, they called it a draw. And because I was blowing Ray, and I was Ray's guy, and I was in Ray's training camp, this and that, I didn't see. No, I'm just telling you the truth. I didn't see Tommy losing the fight. I didn't see Ray losing the fight, right? Then I watched it on tape again, and I was corrected.
Okay. Well, that's why you're a nice guy and an honest guy. You know, you said earlier, not too many people say nice things about you. I got a lot of nice things to say about you.
Well, that's because you get paid to say nice things about me. You and the impeccable one get paid to do these things. You have to. If you screw up, we have problems.
I plead the fifth.
Okay, hey, here's what's up. Back to this this Professional Boxing Update magazine. I'm looking at January 11, 2000. Of course, Mark Too Sharp Johnson, I interviewed him. He was, of course, the world 112-pound champion. Did I tell you the story about him at the weigh-in?
No, check this out.
He's weighing in to defend the world 112-pound championship, okay? And he can't make weight. He's like 112 and a half pounds. So he takes off his underwear, and he sits on the scale naked. Before they could get the towel up in front of him, this girl from England fainted. You know why? His member was lower than his knee.
Oh, my God.
I swear to God, if this guy wanted to do porn, he was like a born-again Christian. But I was trying to corrupt him, because this would be like the porn guy of all, the greatest porn guy of all time.
Oh, my God, I can't.
I mean, he was. And I said to him one time, I said, Mark, man, I said, you know, you ever think about porn? He goes, what are you talking about, Pedro? I didn't go into it. But the bottom line is, I thought he would have picked up on it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm serious. One girl fainted, she, like, grabbed her chest. I mean, oh, she couldn't believe it. I mean, she never seen nothing like that in her entire life.
Oh, my, I can't.
You know what I said to her? You know what I said to her, baby? Welcome to America.
That was well said.
Okay, all right. Now back to these light heavyweights. Outside of them doing a rematch again, who stands up at 175? Would the likely challenger be David Benavidez?
I think, yeah, Benavidez would be the likely challenger. I mean, but did you hear? I don't know if you noticed, they've got a fight signed. Him and David Morrell going to get it on. And
you know, that's a scary fight either way. You know that, right?
I think it's a scary fight, and I told you already, and I think I told you already, I got Morrell beating Benavidez.
Well, you know what? I hate to go against you because you're on such a roll, but I'm going to go against you because Benavidez is my guy. I mean, without a doubt, we go up, I'm going to live or die with the Benavidez ship. Listen, Canelo ran from him. He's been running
no,
from
he
for, for 2.5, 3 years. It's the greatest duck of all together. Anyway, it is the greatest. I mean, come on, man. The guy's been number one for like three years.
I'm 110% agree with you. I like Benavidez also. Years. I just feel and you know what? And I hope Benavidez wins also. I don't have really a dog in a fight. It's just I just think that Morell has a little bit more skill than Benavidez. And I'm just picking him to win the fight, but that doesn't mean I don't like him. I really like Benavidez as well. I think he should be fighting Canelo. You know, he should have fought Canelo at least last year already. Like it's ridiculous. So, but I honestly don't think either one of these guys can mess with either Bivol or Beterbiev at 175. I think their weights is 168. That's the division. I know Canelo's kind of holding it hostage, right, and not fighting anybody. But I don't think neither of those guys can beat, you know, Beterbiev or Bivol, in my opinion.
Okay, well, you know, I'm sitting here and I don't know. I still didn't feel all that impacted by last night's fight. Speaking of last night's fight, they did a good crowd over there in Saudi Arabia, without a doubt. That fight, the reason why it was on American television for free and not American pay-per-view is that it wouldn't have sold 20,000 homes.
No, absolutely not.
And they're going to use the winner of this fight to try to be some pay-per-view guy in the future, correct?
They're going to try, but it's not going to work. I mean, it's just not going to work in general with any fighter at this point.
No, bro, you buy all the fun. Listen, you and I have this incredible cable bill, the impeccable one and two. I mean, we got some cable bills that sometimes go $200 a month because we're into the sport of boxing. Imagine if you were into boxing and the UFC at the same time. You'd be bankrupt.
You would. It's like another rent payment.
No. It's like a heroin addiction. You got to pay it. Got to have that junk. Got to see that fight. Of course, Dana White packing 15,000 people in each week. More power to him. Listen, he is the most despicable human being on the planet, without a doubt. I think he's a piece of work or a piece of spit with an H. But the bottom line is he is very successful. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More with Tommy D after the break.
There are so many things I love about fall weather. The crisp air, the changing leaves, it's all so magical. Until my kids catch a chill outside. That's where Kohl's comes in. With cozy layers, warm jeans, and more. I found all the styles my kids need when the seasons change. Plus, I got 20% off with a coupon. And earn Kohl's cash. So here's my style forecast. Prep better for fall weather at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end October 20th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Just what do you think of him as a fighter, huh?
Well, his footwork's lousy. He can't counter punch. His timing stinks. And he doesn't breathe properly.
But you like him as a person.
Well, he has a nice smile.
They were talking about Devin Haney. Devin Haney filed suit this week against Ryan Garcia. Now, I have to bring in the Devin Haney expert on this show. I'm talking about the shot caller himself, Sir Thomas Dillemuth. Now, what's up with your guy filing suit? What kind of crap is that?
Listen, I can't comment on it, but all I can say is this. If they feel they have a case and a lawyer took this case, you know, believing that they had a case, then there's something.
Do you know
there.
How many piece of spit attorneys out there will take a case when there's nothing there if they think they can get some notoriety out of this or maybe make the internet one time?
But any you know, any high paying lawyers, they don't want to, you know, they don't want to lose.
But isn't this, but all this, don't you think this is all just a propaganda stunt by the guy desperately in need of a tonsorial consultation? Talk about Bill Haney.
I don't believe that, because I believe they can still make money with other fights. I mean, you know,
Who wants to see Devin Haney fight? You really want to see Devin Haney fight again?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, time out. Can he punch?
He's not a big puncher.
Oh, does he take a punch well?
Yeah, at times.
No. The question was, no, there's not an at times thing. It's a yes or a no type of thing. Anytime he's been hit, he's done the queer walk.
He's only been dropped in his last fight. He hasn't been dropped before that.
Because of the fact they were so clever about manipulating him. In other words, I didn't think he won the Lomachenko fight. In other words, I think Devin Haney's greatness is built on being a fake.
But you know what? If that Lomachenko fight, you know, Lomachenko came out there badly bruised. He came out with like two broken ribs in that fight. I mean, so, you know, as far as him being a puncher and not being a puncher, you know, Lomachenko was badly hurt in that fight.
Yeah, but
well,
Lomachenko fought a guy that was weighing 168 pounds.
Yeah, but when he fought Garcia, they both were in like 180s. You know, these guys now, you know, the way the rules are, these guys go up in 25 pounds of weight. Look at Berlanga against Canelo. You know, that didn't help him much. He went up like 25 pounds. Like, I mean, it's part of the rules. I understand, like, I don't think it's fair. And, you know, look what happened to, you know, Gamache when he fought Arturo Gatti. You know, but, you know, it's just the way it is now. You know, I mean, they need to set rules where stipulations where they can't go up that much in weight, you know, to get that extra advantage.
Gatti and Gamache, that ran Johnny Boz out of town. You didn't know who Johnny Boz was. I think that was before your time there in New York City. But he was a premier matchmaker. I mean, semi-promoter, this kind of stuff. You had to do something in New York City. You went through Johnny Boz there for a while. But the bottom line is, once Johnny Boz okayed that mismatch between Joey Gamache and Arturo Gatti, of course, what did Gatti outweigh him, like 25 pounds in the ring or something like that?
Something like that. It was something crazy. And they went to court over it. You know, I think, and then he sued us. So it's not like this is the first time when another fighter is suing another fighter. I mean, they sued Gatti, and I believe they won. I could be wrong about that, but they've sued. There's been lawsuits in boxing before. So in my opinion, as a fan, as somebody on the outside looking in, I want to see what happens. I want to see what's said, and I want the facts to come out, you know, and learn from it. You know, maybe there's stuff that we don't know that might come out, you know, so I'm intrigued.
What's intriguing about the heavyweight division if you were an American Fight fan?
Nothing really. Not because there's no really good American heavyweights right now.
Is there anybody even palatable?
Because I don't like. I mean, they got this kid Richie Torres, but I tell you the one kid that I like.
Wait. Torres is that lanky left-handed Puerto Rican?
Yeah, he's like half Puerto Rican, half Mexican, son from San Diego.
I don't think he could lick a stamp if you wet his tongue.
Yeah, I don't believe so, too. But, you know, if I want to be biased, I mean, a guy that only had three fights that I like. I mean, Ali Feliz is an American heavyweight right now, you know, but he's just starting out. But as far as American heavyweights, I can't pick one out right now. Jared Anderson was supposed to be the guy. And, you know, we saw what happened to him in his last fight.
Wait, hold on a second. I'm really delicate here. You know, I know I've only got 15 fights and I'm thinking about retiring. And, you know, I mean, I'm just, man, you're a heavyweight boxer. You're supposed to go out there and kick people's ass, not talk about how bad you feel. Jared Anderson sort of brought that on by himself. And listen, who was it that beat him? Martin Bacoli?
Bacoli, yeah.
Give props to that guy. Evidently, he knocked out Oleg Usyk in the gym with a body shot. Usyk was out for a week.
Yep. Yeah, this guy is the real deal. I want to see him in big fights, you know, and hopefully get a title shot. I think he's deserved it, you know, just on his reputation and then off his last fight alone, you know. So I think he deserves to be, you know, somebody needs to sign him and, you know, a big promotion and get him in a big fight.
Okay, now, you know? word has it you got a piece recently of Zil Zhang. Is that true?
I wish I you know, I met Zil Zhang a couple weeks ago.
Is it true you tried to steal him away from his promoter, much like Don King? We're doing a special on Don King in hour number two today.
Oh, that's great.
He's 93 years old, of course, born in 1931. Him and Larry Merchant born in 1931. Don King, August 30th. Larry Merchant was born on the day, February 11th, that Tyson and Douglas went down. The greatest upset in the boxing history. That was Larry Merchant's birthday over there in Japan. That's a trip, huh?
Wow, that is a trip.
And remember that night? Remember the greatest words that were ever spoken on HBO in the history of the network was when Jim Lampley said, Mike Tyson has been knocked out. That was the most dramatic. That was the most dramatic sentence I think I've ever heard in my life, as far as HBO was concerned.
Yeah, the big time upset. You know, Douglas. I think his mom had passed away like a day or two before that.
No, it was a few weeks. It was about 6 weeks or 2 months before. But yeah, she played a pivotal role in that. But here's what happened. Here's the reason why his fat ass was in shape, and I'll tell you about Buster. Me and Buster spent some time together. Anyway, so Buster is under the impression that this fight is going to happen in November of 1989, okay, or real late in the late year. It didn't happen. They pushed it up to February. I think Mike Tyson wanted to delay it or something like that. So he had two training camps. So the fat pig that he was had two training camps. Let me tell you, after he won the championship, I went back to Columbus, Ohio, and I spent a week and a half with him there, a week there. It was supposed to be a week and a half. I left early. In other words, imagine leaving early and you're being paid per diem and you're leaving early. But the bottom line is we went back there, and the first day we got there, I thought we were going to train together. You know, it means run, go to the gym, all that kind of good stuff, eat breakfast together, whole night, because that's what I'm there for. Instead, we ate five times. We had breakfast. We had lunch. This was all before noon. Breakfast, lunch, and lunch. And then at 2 o'clock, we went to lunch. Okay, and then at dinner for 5 o'clock, his trainer J.D. McCauley, worst trainer in the world. I mean, if you think about this, he had a barbecue in town, so he used to send over a couple of slabs of ribs at 5 o'clock. So Buster's eating ribs at five. I kid you not. So then, wait, we're not done because I got the limousine. I'm with the limo. They're hanging with me, right? Him and John Johnson, his manager. So we go to dinner about 8 o'clock again on my dime. Okay, on my dime, we go to dinner, and that's not it. Was that the end of his eating day? I don't know. But the bottom line is I couldn't get him to run. I couldn't get him to do anything. I took him to William McKinley High School, and I was lucky he fit through the front door.
Wow.
But that's my Buster. I couldn't get Buster to roll, man. And then, of course, Buster Douglas, when he's training for the Evander Holyfield fight, after knocking out Mike Tyson, destroying Mike Tyson, of course, the meltdown of Mike Tyson in February 11th, 1990, of course, in Tokyo and Japan. But after that, he prepared for the Holyfield fight. After I left Columbus, Ohio, he was prepping for Holyfield. He didn't prep. He started training at 300 pounds. Of course, he showed up at 251 pounds or something like 241 pounds, something like that, for the weigh-in. Of course, that was 15 or 20 pounds heavier than what he weighed before. And then before the weigh-in, check this out, before the weigh-in, I'm hanging out at the California Pizza Kitchen in the Mirage Hotel. And the chick there knows me because I give her joints. Okay, she loves it. I give her joints. Listen, when you give people that like good weed, when you give them the best weed in the world, they remember you, okay? So I'm telling you, when this girl saw me coming in the store, she, whoa, over here. Anyway, I shouldn't go there. Maybe I should just stay away from that. Let me stay away from that. Anyway, bottom line is, you know, I'm going to get myself in trouble here, without a doubt, without a doubt. But you are doing the Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we went from Mark Johnson maybe doing porn to what I just talked about, giving weed away. But, yeah, I mean, that's what I do. In fact, you know, I want to mention this. Most of my listeners, a lot of my listeners go to church, and a lot of my listeners don't go to church. Some of you guys believe in God, and some of you guys don't believe in God. Some of you guys believe in Allah or different forms of God, this and that, but yet you walk by hungry people on the street. You know, that's the one thing I just don't get. I didn't understand when I was a policeman. I used to give a guy a couple of bucks. In fact, when I was in the field training program, Dan Ferretti marked me down a good thing when I gave this homeless guy $3 because he needed it more than I did. I mean, the guy was laying in the street. He's hungry, okay? So what I can't understand is that people walk by the hungry all the time. It's become acceptable. You see what I'm trying to say? It's because there's so many people out there, and you can't help everybody. You really can't help everybody, okay? But I've got a couple guys I help. One guy down the street, Joe. Joe won't smoke weed. He don't drink, nothing like that. But he loves his pizza. And, of course, I got him a big pizza today from Stefano's Pizza over there. In Marin County, you want to give Marin County and Stefano's big blast, but bottom line is, help people, man. That's what I'm trying to advocate here, is to help people, especially to see people down and out. And here's what's up. I'm not telling you, like, you know, that guy that's screaming F you and beating on his chest and throwing, going down the street, going crazy. I'm not telling you to help out those guys. But if you see some little lady or some little old guy laying there in the street, laying on the sidewalk, you know what? They could probably use a buck, a couple of bucks. Yeah. You know, in today's world, maybe $3 or $5. But the bottom line is, I'm done preaching. I'm sorry, Tommy D.
No, you're right, and that's a good thing that you do, and I try to do the same thing. You know, I grew up in the church pretty much. You know, I grew up I started in the youth group, and you know, I coached Little League in my community for about 12, 13 years, and dealt with all kinds of kids from the ages, you know, 5 and up to like 13. So, you know, it's always good to help out. It feels good, you know, and you know, my motto is, you know, I tell people is that if I got it, you got it. And I really try to live by that because, you know, I've been fortunate in my life. So, you know, my parents left me and my brothers and sisters out, you know, and we were lucky to have, you know, aunts and uncles to raise us. You know, we could have been separated and forced to care and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm very appreciative of people and just in general. And, you know, and Pedro, you've helped me out in many ways as well.
No, let that go. So. Anyway, here's what's up. I put a picture up of my Auntie Julie the other day on the internet. Of course, I'm talking about my second mom. And, you know, she really was. I mean, I can't say enough positive things about her. She was my cousin's mother, and we did some weed together, the whole nine yards. We did brownies together. I mean, me and my aunt were cool. I had a more intimate relationship with my aunt than my cousins did, and they despised me for it.
I don't understand why. I'm not
because I was in a better spot than them, and they're envious of it.
It's from the earth. it's not bad, you know.
But I'll never forget what she told me one time. I remember she's stoned as hell in bed, okay? She's like 77 years old, something like that. She's stoned as hell in bed. She ain't getting up to go anywhere, okay? Maybe she get up to go to the bathroom. And she says to me, "Polly want a cracker." I'll never forget that. She wanted some crackers, but she said, "Polly want a cracker." And I'm saying, what is she saying? And she said it again and again. And finally, I got hip to it. Man, I miss my aunt. I'm almost crying right now. But, yeah, she was my second mother without a doubt, and I really miss her. Bottom line is, you know, I may be ragging, maybe pushing too hard on the family aspect of it, but, you know, I don't have any relatives left, per se. I don't. I'm like an orphan, per se. I mean, and my sisters I don't like. So, you know, bottom line, I don't like them. If they were on fire, I wouldn't cross the street to call the fire department for them. I just wouldn't do it. It's just not the way it is, of course. But the bottom line is my aunt, my mother, and my stepfather, my Uncle Ray, I really miss a lot. And the rest of those people, who cares? Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live World. Tommy D, hug your daughter. Have a great week. Enjoy the rest of the day with her. Of course, say hello to Tamara Forrest. She's our MVP. You know that.
Absolutely. I appreciate you, Pedro. And I'll add one more thing. You know, I think the bottom line is, if you got the opportunity to help someone, do it. You'll feel better for it.
So. The great Sir Thomas Dillamuth, the shot caller from the Bronx. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live World. And he does a show on YouPorn. Wait, RuPaul's. No, YouPorn? Am I right? Was it YouPorn?
YouTube.
Why do I get those mistaken? All right, YouTube. Friday nights, Tommy D. Straight up. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The impeccable one. Take it away.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
God bless America, Pedro. Sports my life. Hey, baby!
93 years old, in the hospital a couple of weeks ago. Mike Tyson said he was in bad shape. Don King denies that. We'll get into Don King in depth. Of course, the people that he killed, the murderers. That's right. He killed two people. And then in the 1954, he shot his first man. And then, of course, he kicked to death Sam Garrett in 1967. So we'll talk about the ups and the downs of Don King and Hour Number Two in depth. No doubt about that. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. October 12th, 1923, Marvin Hagler's co-trainer and manager, Goody Petronelli, was born. He had the second worst toupee in the history of boxing. The first worst toupee was Don Stewart of Newman's Gym down there in San Francisco. These guys wore toupees that looked like hockey helmets. I mean, they needed straps underneath them. I kid you not. These guys, football helmets maybe. I kid you not. But of course, that was a guy that was telling Marvin Hagler about the eighth and ninth round, keep doing what you're doing, Marv, against Ray Leonard. Why? You're losing. You're losing the fight. Worst corner, I think, as far as big-time boxing was concerned in a long time. I thought they choked a little bit. And, of course, people say to me, you're tough on those guys. Listen, Marvin Hagler was loyal to those guys. He stayed with those guys. And I'm not trying to say that maybe somebody else could have done better with him because Hagler was Hagler. But the bottom line was, that fight, they didn't give him the right strategy for that Leonard fight. I mean, they allowed him to go out there and box the first 4 to 5 rounds in an orthodox mode when he's a left-handed fighter. I mean, he came out and fought right-handed with the left hand forward when he should be fighting with his right hand forward as a southpaw stance, because that's what confused Ray. That's how you beat guys. That's how Marvin Hagler beat guys. But Marvin Hagler wanted desperately to outbox Ray Leonard. Didn't want to beat Ray Leonard. Wanted to outbox him. So I want to be the better boxer with Ray Leonard. So he went out there and he tried to test his boxing skills with Ray Leonard. Leonard. Well, if you lose the first four of the first five rounds in a 12-round fight, guess what? You're probably going to lose a fight going down the stretch, because all Ray had to do was win three fights down the stretch. And I explained this to Marvin in Argentina, in Buenos Aires, in Mexico City, and a couple spots in Europe. Because believe it or not, he came to me once or twice and said to me, "You still think Leonard won that fight?" Yeah, Marvin, 115, 113, 7-5 rounds. That's the way I saw it. Hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide coming up after the break. Jose Missouri is in the studio. I'm going to push him on a couple of things, and we'll have some fun with him. But straight up, we're going to go into depth on Don King and, of course, all the other boxing results. Big weekend of boxing. In fact, Huntu Nakatani, the WBC 118-pound champion, is in action this week as well on ESPN. Check him out. I think that fight's going down today. I'll check the schedule and be back after the news. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stay tuned for hour number two after the news here on Sports Byline.
Sports Shorts, I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance. If you thought week six of college football was intense, week seven was even hotter. The Red River rivalry turned into a Red River beatdown as Texas beat Oklahoma 34-3, Oklahoma only scoring a field goal in the first quarter. Penn State's tight end didn't have any problem scoring. Tyler Warren, who is now tied in the FBS for most catches ever, had 17 receptions and 224 yards in Penn State's overtime win against USC 33-30. Overtime games don't stop there, as Tennessee, LSU, and Illinois all won their respective games in overtime. Tennessee bringing home the W over Florida, winning 23-17. LSU won against Ole Miss 29-26. And Illinois winning in high-scoring fashion over Purdue 50-49. Alabama fans were on the edge of their seats in a nail-biter. Alabama almost losing to South Carolina, but the Crimson Tide were able to get it done, winning 27-25. Clemson beat Wake Forest 49-14. Notre Dame also putting up 49 points over Stanford, who only scored 8. Georgia won their game in the Battle of the Bulldogs against Mississippi State 41-31. Iowa State beating West Virginia 28-16. Kansas State winning their game over Colorado 31-28. And Oregon beat Ohio State in a close one 32-31. Can week 6 of the NFL be as exciting as college football week 7? That's your Sports Shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, going! With CancunEscapes.com/radio.
There are so many things I love about fall weather. The crisp air, the changing leaves, it's all so magical. Until my kids catch a chill outside. That's where Kohl's comes in. With cozy layers, warm jeans, and more. I found all the styles my kids need when the seasons change. Plus, I got 20% off with a coupon. And earn Kohl's cash. So here's my style forecast. Prep better for fall weather at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end October 20th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. It's week 6 in the NFL. Our first loss of the season came last week, and ironically, the Jets' loss cost their head coach's job. I said last week I don't like London games, and listening back to my analysis, I made a much more compelling argument for the Vikings than I did the Jets. With these London games and the league schedule now into the bye weeks, finding a play of the day becomes that much harder. We're 5-2 in college and 4-1 with our NFL play of the days. And if you haven't figured it out yet, I'm a dog or pass player. Rarely will I play a team with a line of 7.5 or more. And I look for games where I think the underdogs can win outright. This week, I liked the Bucks until they flipped to a favorite because of the Saints quarterback situation. I also looked hard at the Cowboys. It seems like that Week 2 44-19 trampling they took at home at the hands of the Saints still casts a doubt on this team. That doesn't bother me, but if you're at home and you have the league's worst rush defense, I'm going to say thanks, but no thanks to the 3 points. Instead, let's go to M&T Bank Stadium where the Ravens host the Commanders. I said in week one here on these airwaves that despite his Super Bowl debacle, Dan Quinn was the biggest coaching steal done by anyone in the offseason. He has guided last year's Heisman winner Jaden Daniels nicely, and I don't care if they have had an easy schedule or not to date. They're playing the cards dealt to them. They go head-to-head with Baltimore statistically on offense, and the surprise stat is they have the better defense of the two. Grab the big numbers with Washington while you can, because the secret will finally be out after this game. Commanders plus 7. Sports in 60 times 2. Presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but never duplicated. Get this. I was the first sports show on the internet back in 1992. I kid you not. And I've been knocking out bums now for four decades. September 2024, I've been knocking out bums for 40 years. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm your ever so modest host. And when I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I've been around the world, 34 countries covering boxing. But guess what? I'm not the average boxing consumer. You are. So tell me, what's happening in your mind? You, the boxing fan, are you buying the pay-per-views? Did you appreciate the Dmitry Bivol, Artur Beterbiev fight yesterday? Of course, coming to us on ESPN because of the fact that the rest of the card was on pay-per-view. A garbage card. It had some hobos on it. But the bottom line is Chris Eubank was probably the biggest name on the card, Junior. But the bottom line is it was a card that they put on pay-per-view originally, and then they realized, guess what? If we do Beterbiev or Bivol as a future pay-per-view opponent, we can't use them in a pay-per-view here because it only go 20,000 homes. It wouldn't sell enough homes to make them a future viable member of a pay-per-view family. So the bottom line is that's why I think they put the fight on free TV. Of course, plus it was two Russians, and I'll say it again, I'm a bit biased, man. I really didn't get off watching both of those guys. But we heard from Beterbiev in hour number two. We'll hear from Dmitry Bivol in hour number one. Of course, the world of boxing surrounded by the world heavyweight champion right now, because he who controls the heavyweight champion controls boxing, right? Well, not really. Of course, in the old days, it used to be that way. But, you know, when Don King ran things. And we'll talk about Don King in depth this hour, no doubt about that. But I'm looking in at January 11th, again, 2000, professional boxing update. I'll never forget. It says, Frank Warren says, Tyson heats up England. I knew the fight would sell out, him and Julius Francis, right? I mean, Tyson knocked out Julius Francis, I think, in the second round. But he beat Frank Warren's ass before the fight. The promoter showed up with more bruises than Marvin Hagler after the Hearns fight or the Duran fight. I kid you not, I mean, he was all busted up, got his ass beat by Mike Tyson pre-fight. But guess what? The show must go on. Frank Warren made his money, and he healed up. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Talking DK on this hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming to you on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, TuneIn.com, Cable Radio Network. I keep going, but the bottom line is you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and the impeccable one, Bailey Peck, is calling the shots. Straight up, take it away, Bailey.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Pedro offers you his protection.
The light heavyweights got it on last night. Of course, it was on pay-per-view in some parts of the world. What a joke. Anyway, bottom line is people steal pay-per-view, and I want to tell you like this. I don't steal pay-per-view, wink, wink, wink. Or maybe I should take the fifth. Maybe I should. You going to put me under oath here, impeccable one? Am I going to have to be put under oath here or what?
You're good, man.
I'm good. Okay. So anyway, I don't steal pay-per-view. Needles going off the boards and this and that. Hey, I don't steal it myself. I go over somebody's house. I don't ask them how they do. I mean, can you feel me on that, right? I don't ask them. I don't ask, don't tell. Don't ask, don't tell. That's the way. Remember when you're gay back in the military? Don't ask, don't tell. Same thing. Don't steal, don't tell. So when I go over people's house and watch pay-per-views, I don't give a spit because the bottom line is I'm not paying for it. 21-0 now, 20 KOs, of course. BWFA winner over Dimitri Bivol. We'll hear from Bivol in a couple of minutes. Bivol now 23-1, 12 KOs. Bivol was considering the man going in here a 2-1 favorite. Of course, this took place over in Saudi Arabia at the Kingdom Arena. Pretty sold-out arena over there. I don't know. They must give those tickets away because the bottom line is, I don't know, this fight card absolutely sucked. I guess that maybe the Arabs are really hard up for boxing, but the bottom line is that card was really, really bad. I'll get into it in depth. But the bottom line is, BWF pressed the action for most of the fight. And, of course, Bivol, pretty good fighter, tried to work behind his jab, but it wasn't enough to offset the strength, I believe, and the power punching of Artur Bidibev. Scores were 114-114, meaning six rounds each and even, 115-113, 7-5, and 8-4, 116-112 for rounds for Artur Bidibev, still the world light heavyweight champion. Now, we'll hear from, he's not a loser per se, but we'll hear from Dimitri Bivol. What's up with Bivol?
Dimitri, yes. Did you think you did enough to win the fight?
First of all, I want to say thank you for this chance.
Thank you to Riyadh season, to Saudi Arabia and His Excellency. I got this chance. I am a warrior. I have to do everything perfect. And I don't have any explanation because it could look like excuses. I just congratulations to Arthur and his team. He deserves it. No problem. I just have time to make another decision for my future. That's it.
How surprised were you that you didn't get the decision?
Sorry?
Were you surprised that you didn't get the decision?
You know, I don't know. I did my job. I felt that I could make better. I always could make better. It's just some opinion of judges. Congratulations, Artur. And I didn't see this fight. He won. What I could say.
Did you feel his power at any point during the fight?
Yeah, of course. He's powerful, very powerful. And you see, I have a bruise from my hand. He always beat it, and it was so hard. Even he reached my eye.
Do you feel like how you performed deserves a rematch? Would you like to do it again with Arthur?
Why not? Of course, if I had this chance. Yes, this is my dream, to be undisputed.
Appreciate the effort, Dmitry.
Thank you.
Dmitry Bivol, no longer the light heavyweight champion of the World Boxing Association, of course, losing that title now, 22-1, of course, 12 KOs. The knock on him was he couldn't punch going in, and guess what? Peter Bev could punch. He did, although he didn't render Bivol vertical or horizontal, per se, didn't knock him down. He rattled him a few times. At the end of the night, Bivol's face looked like he'd been in a fight. Peter Bev just looked like Peter Bev. And the co-feature, the guy that I just mentioned as I clear my voice, unbeaten IBF Cruiserweight champion, Jai Oppaia, now 26-0, 20 KO, successfully defended the title with a 6-round TKO over Jack Macy. Jack Macy was a bum. I take that back. Is a bum. 22-3, 12 KOs. Of course, that was on the Beater Bev undercard. And, of course, also on the card, British champion, a WBC ranked number 8 contender, heavyweight contender, Fabio Wortley, now 18-0 with a draw and 17 KOs. Evidently, he can punch a little bit. Scored a spectacular first-round knockout against Fraser Clark. Fraser Clark came in at 8-0, now 8-1, 1 with 6 KOs. Of course, pretty good fight. They fought to a draw the first time, but this time he put him on the deck and he finished him in 2 minutes and 38 seconds into the fight. So the bottom line is Chris Eubank Jr., he is the son of Chris Eubank Sr. Chris Eubank Sr., a 168-pound champion at one point in time. Might have captured a 75-pound title as well, but the bottom line is Chris Eubank Jr., such a character. I'll never forget, I was in London, and I think it was about 2000 for the Hamed fight, and I saw Chris Eubank Sr., and he had a monocle in his eye. Does anybody know what a monocle is? It's like instead of wearing glasses, you just like put one eye, it's like just one glass, and he was pimping in a monocle. I mean, this was Chris Eubank Jr. Then I approached him with a couple of things. I realized he wasn't all that there, but the bottom line is Chris Eubank Jr. stopped former world title challenger Camille Saramenta, 25-3-2 now with 8 KOs. Couldn't punch a lick in round number 7. Of course, Eubank dropped him in a couple of rounds, but the bottom line is at the end of the day, Chris Eubank picks up the IBO belt. Oh, with that and maybe 50 cents, he can get on a bus somewhere if you can get a bus for 50 cents. Anyway, unbeaten heavyweight Ben Whitaker and Liam Cameron, 23-6-1, 10 KOs. In other words, he was a bit of a bum. In other words, a journeyman, per se. And Whitaker, of course, 8-0 with a draw, 5 KOs. Of course, these guys went to a 5-round technical draw when Cameron gave... They flipped out of the ring. That's all I can say is that both fighters slipped out of the ring. And, of course, fight was ruled a no contest. But the bottom line is, at the end of the night, it's just another clown move in the world of boxing. World Boxing Council, WBC, We Be Crooks or We Be Canelo, call it what you want. We Be Canelo, female champion. Sky Richardson, the featherweight champion, 126 pounds now, 12-0, outpointed, 1 KO. That's why women's boxing sucks. That's why it's so unentertaining. I mean, come on, man. Who wants to see girls hit each other? I mean, come on, man. That pillow stuff doesn't work. Nobody wants to see guys fight with pillows, right? But do you want to see women fight with pillows? No. That's why the women's gloves need to be designed better. In other words, they need to take a lot of the padding out of the knuckles, in other words, so these girls can punch a little bit, because people want to see boxing. When they want to see boxing, they don't want to see 12-round decisions for the most part. They want to see decisive endings. That's why the UFC, it's terrible for me. I mean, these guys it's like brain damage. I'm watching brain damage occur in each and every card I watch in the UFC. There's another card to pay for. Wink, wink. But the bottom line is, you know, when I watch these guys take that punishment in the UFC, I mean, they're taking punishment against the ground. In other words, imagine this. If I hit you when you're boxing, like I hit this microphone here, it's it's going to move, right? It moves backwards. Your head moves backwards. If I hit you when you're on the ground, there's nowhere for your head to go. There's nowhere. Only thing it take the only thing it can absorb the punch is your head, is the skull and your brain underneath it. That's why these guys get so hurt. That's why I think it's pounding ground is just not the way to go. But then again, Dana White is outperforming the sport of boxing week in and week out. Now, why do I say that? Because, you know, I'll get into it in a little bit, but at one point in time, Don King controlled boxing. And the piece of work that he was, when I say work, I mean spit with an H, okay? But the piece of work that he was, he sort of got it all done. In other words, big fights took place. Him and Bob Arum, they hated each other. I mean, it was like the Indians and the Cowboys back in the days. And they're just warring any chance they got, okay? Any chance they got, these two guys will go to war. In fact, one time, I remember Don King was going into the ring for the Leonard Hagler fight. Leonard Hagler was being promoted by Bob Arum, and Bob Arum grabbed Don King by the underwear. Grabbed him by the back. I know Don King's underwear was showing. I kid you. He pulled him back off the steps. You ain't getting up this. You ain't getting up these stairs. Okay. There's no way you're getting in the ring in my fight. That was not a Don King fight. It was a Bob Arum fight. But Don King, being the slick promoter that he was trying to get up there and get some play in the ring. Anyway, at the end of the day, those guys worked with a guy named Seth Abraham. And Seth Abraham, he's a great guy, no doubt about that. He was the CEO of HBO Sports. In fact, he was the guy that got me all that money with HBO. In fact, when I was working for HBO. People say I make good money in what I do now. As a private investigator and things like that. I command a good hourly rate. But it was nothing like the money HBO gave me. When HBO advertised on the show and brought you Ring Talk Live worldwide for like 13 years, I was banking it. I mean, I just was banking it. And they would fly me all over the world. They flew me to London. They flew me to Buenos Aires. I mean, they flew me all around the world. So what I'm trying to tell you is that when HBO sort of bit the dust about 10 or 12 years ago, that sort of bit the dust as far as my revenues were concerned. And then again, when the internet came along, you know, here I was an award-winning boxing writer making sometimes a couple of grand, $2,500 for a cover story for like Boxing Monthly magazine over there in England and things like that. And then when the internet hit, these magazines that sort of went online, the kind of stuff, right? One guy, I had an editor who was giving me like $2,000. I had a $2,000 minimum with him. And guess what he was giving me? He wanted to give me $250 for a story. He goes, "Oh, you have to cut it in half. You don't have to like give me 2,000 words. Just give me 1,000 words for $250. I wouldn't give you 1,000 words if you." You know what? I mean, come on, man. You got to be kidding me. For $250, but that's the way the internet went. And that's why I don't write anymore. People say to me, "How come you don't write anymore?" That's why. The money's not there. I mean, would you go to work for like 10 cents on the dollar? You just can't do it. And of course, now everybody's a boxing writer. Look at YouTube. Everybody's a boxing expert. Of course, you've got guys running all these podcasts. I was the original podcast back in 1992. And remember what my mother said to me when I was going to a press conference one night after kicking somebody's ass? It's not bragging when you're telling the truth. But just don't tell the truth too often. People don't like honesty. I don't know why that is, but the bottom line is that's what my mom told me one time. Be honest, people. Secretly, people don't want you to be that honest. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Jose is in the house. Of course, Olivia's kid. Olivia was a great mentor to me. When she got COVID, of course, the mentorship stopped. But the bottom line is she really took good care of me. And a lot of times I went to see Olivia, and I was emotionally just distraught. And I would leave there on top of the world. So I miss her, and God rest her. May she rest in peace. You are tuned to Ring Talk. Getting emotional. Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems.
My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
But he has a shock in store for him. He has two great chances, Slim and None, and Slim's out of town.
People ask me where Don King got the idea for pay-per-view. Get this. There was a sold-out baseball game in Cleveland, right? Don King drilled a hole in the fence and made people pay to walk through, watch through the hole. That was the beginning of pay-per-view as far as the world of Don King's concerned. Of course, Don King, as I said, born in 1931, of course, the world's greatest promoter in the minds of many people. Of course, promoted guys like Muhammad Ali, Larry Holmes, Mike Tyson, Julio Cesar Chavez. I can go on and on. But the bottom line is, he ripped a lot of those guys off. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. I was looking through his Wikipedia page here. So Muhammad Ali. Let me tell you about the Ali thing. Ali and him had an agreement back in 1980. Actually, he lured Muhammad Ali out of retirement in 1979 with the promise of $8 million to fight Larry Holmes. So he fights Larry Holmes for $8 million, and he gets the snot kicked out of him. I mean, it's horrifying what Muhammad Ali what the damage done to him that night. Not that he wasn't already a damaged guy going in, he just was. I mean, he was suffering the residual effects of professional boxing long before October 2nd, 1980. Of course, the next day, Steve McQueen died. But October 2nd, 1980 was the day that Ali died, no doubt about that. So he's in the ring in Las Vegas, and he gets annihilated by Larry Holmes, gets the $8 million. I say to myself, well, at least he can ride off in the sunset with $8 million. And that's a lot of money, right? But then again, he has to split the money with the Muslims. Remember the Muslims? Yeah. His Muslim managers, they got half. I don't know how that thing worked out. But the bottom line is, the only guy I've ever heard with a contract where the manager got half was Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley and the Colonel Tom Parker or whatever his name was, he got half. For every buck that Elvis made, the Colonel made a buck. And that's the way it was with the Muslims. For every buck that Ali made, the Muslims made a buck. That's why 45 days after the Thrill in Manila, of course, in 1975, probably the most damaging fight in the history of boxing as far as two heavyweight fighters are concerned. Of course, Eddie Futch stopping that fight before the 14th round, telling Joe Frazier, you got nothing to be ashamed of, so I'm stopping this fight right now. Of course, Ali was across the ring trying to quit that point in time, tell him, cut off the gloves, cut off the gloves, cut off the gloves. The bottom line is, within 45 days, Muhammad Ali was back in training, and he fought within 90 days of that. I kid you not. That's how pimpish the Muslims were. So as far as the Muslims were concerned, I had my issues with them, without a doubt. Of course, especially Elijah Muhammad, and he was the head of the Nation of Islam. But his son, Herbert Muhammad, he was the actual manager of Muhammad Ali. And me and him, we just didn't click. There's no way. We just didn't click, no doubt about that. So he burns Ali. Oh, how's he burning Ali out of the money? Guess what? So he tells Ali, Ali's in the hospital or something. He's getting better, and for some reason he was in the hospital being treated. And Don King found out about it, and of course he owed him the money on the fight. So he went and got Ali to sign a waiver for $4 million. So Ali signs a waiver for $4 million and takes $50,000 in cash. Sounds like something the Impeccable would try to push on me. $50,000 in cash instead of $4 million. And he took it. Much like Haseem Rahman, the former world heavyweight champion, when he was going to fight Lennox Lewis in a rematch, he had a check in his pocket for $24 million. A check in his pocket for $24 million, and Don King wore him down in a New York City motel room one night. He wore him down till 2 o'clock in the morning. When Haseem Rahman left, he tore up the $24 million check from HBO and took $500,000 in cash in a duffel bag from Don King. I kid you not. This is how Don rolls, you know? But then again, people say to me, but you don't say too many bad things about Don King because he paid me. In other words, you know what I mean? That's the relationship I had with him. In other words, when I was a journalist, he was like a subject and I was a writer, and that's made things different. But when I worked for Don King Productions, as far as Don King Television was concerned, things like that, I mean, I was his employee. Of course, I was his employee that sort of got over on him a little bit because he was flying me around. This is what he told people. I fly Pedro first class. And I'm saying to myself, he don't know. This is what I was doing. Before 9/11, you could take a first class ticket and go to the ticket counter and cash it in for a coach ticket on the same flight. So that's what I did. I kid you not. So anyway, I was going to Barcelona, and he paid like $2,600 for the ticket. I was like, first class. I guess they were going to give me a manicure or pedicure on the flight over. I don't know what's going on. Bottom line is, first class, executive class. I would have had a bed, I think. Anyway, didn't go for it. I went to the airline counter, and I said to myself, can I cash this in for and get a coach seat instead? So she said, okay. So I would fly coach on the same flight that he bought me the first class ticket on, and I pocketed $1,600 on that Barcelona ticket. $1,600 off a $2,600 ticket. That was the difference. So I did this like 8 or 10 times. So I pocketed about 8 or 10 grand. So one day, we're in Las Vegas, and Don King's got an office outside of the MGM Grand, like in a little tent or something like that. And they say, hey, King wants to see you. And I said to myself, yeah, so what's he want to see me about? It ain't good, Pete. It ain't good. So what does he got? So anyway, he jazzed me. He goes, Mother Ducker? You know, he didn't say Mother Ducker. But anyway, I said, yeah. He goes, I can't believe you. I can't. He goes, I understand your hustle. He goes, a good hustle. He goes, but if you're ever late, you're fired. You understand what I'm saying? If you're ever late, you're fired. I'm not firing you first class no more anyway. Bottom line is, you're going coach. Your skinny ass can fly coach. So I flew coach for the rest of my time. But the bottom line is, he treated me good. And it's not how... In the world of boxing, it's not how they treat other people. It's your interactions with them. That has a lot to do with it. He treated my daughter like gold. And when I took her to Las Vegas, he treated her like gold. She sat ringside, like in the third or fourth row. Of course, that was something that happened to sort of screw me in the divorce court there. When I went to the divorce court, the judge said, you really had her sitting on Don King's lap? And I said, yeah, I mean, Don King, she goes, I can't believe that. Anyway, they didn't help me in the custody battle, no doubt about that. Don King didn't work for me there. But it is, but we did. When I flew her, when we went to Vegas to a couple of fights, I was working for Don King, and she would sit ringside. I used to hire a nanny, this Nicaraguan nanny I would hire in Las Vegas that would take care of her during the fights and this and that. But she sat on King's lap one night. That was pretty cool. Watched the fights. And she dug boxing. I mean, she was like, you know, 3, 4 years old, 4 years old, 5 years old. This and that. But she dug boxing. Of course, later in life, she's still a fight fan. But bottom line is, those were really, 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 really some good times. But Don King, he treated me good. He didn't treat me like gold. He treated me like platinum at some times. And other times, he screamed at me, called me all kinds of dirty names. And stuff. One time, I remember we were doing the Mike Tyson, when you're fighting the comeback fight against the Italian kid that couldn't fight, the guy, the pizza guy. Anyway, but the bottom line is he's fighting this guy. The guy can't fight a lick because it's a comeback fight after 2.5 years in prison. And Don King's got me doing television and radio all over the world. I'm sitting in the studio at the Hilton Hotel in Las Vegas, and I'm sitting in the studio. It's like 2:30 in the morning, and they go, okay, Istanbul. And I go, hi, Istanbul. We're here to talk about the fight, blah, blah, blah. And Don King was sitting next to me, blah, blah, and he rambled a couple of things. So we did this in about 15 or 20 different countries, like 5 or 10 minutes here, 5 or 10 minutes there, right? So it's 3:30 in the morning. I'm tired of spit with an H on this show. Anyway, I'm tired. Man, I'm going to bed. Go, blood, blood, stick around a little more. No, I'm going to bed. You're crazy. So anyway, it's 3:30 in the morning. I go to bed, right? 5:45, my phone's ringing. I have a do not disturb on my phone. A do not disturb on the phone. 5:45, it's Don King. He wants to go to work again. He wants me to come downstairs to go to work. Click, hung up the phone on him. But the bottom line is, that's the way he was. He only worked on 2 hours sleep a night. And guess what? He drank whiskey all day long. He was like he was like a cross between Super Simon Bar Sinister and Superman. That's the best way I could put him. He just was. I mean, you know, when I worked with him and worked around him, I marveled at it, the way he was able to swoop people. I mean, the way he worked Donald Trump over, of course, the former president, number 45 of the United States, he worked Donald Trump over one day. He told me, we're in an office, at Don King's office in Trump Tower, I think it's 1989. We're waiting. Next week is going to be the Mike Tyson, his last successful defense of the World Heavyweight Championship against Carl the Truth Williams. He knocked Carl the Truth out in the first round. But anyway, took him 2 seconds longer to make a liar out of the truth than he did to make a believer out of Michael Spinks. Anyway, so Don King, how can I put this? I don't want to step on his toes too much. But anyway, he did things for my daughter and me that were really wonderful, and I got to commend him for that. But then again, he spit on a lot of people. I mean, I can go down the list of all the people that sued him and made millions and millions of dollars. Of course, he got over on everybody just about but Ray Leonard. And the reason why he didn't get over on Ray Leonard is that Ray Leonard never signed a contract with him, and when Ray had anything to do with him, he always had his attorney, Mike Trainer, that was his name. His attorney was Mike Trainer. Of course, we called him Top Cat. Remember the Top Cat cartoon? Yeah, this guy was Top Cat in boxing, no doubt about it. Of course, he was the one calling all the shots for Ray Leonard. He's the one that got Ray all those multi-million-dollar purses. I mean, Mike Trainer, I'll never forget what he told me one time. We're sitting in Florida, and we're getting ready. We're training for the Tommy Hearns fight. I trained with Ray down there for about 2.5 weeks. I trained with Ray Leonard. Yeah, right. Bottom line is I wouldn't get in the ring with that killer for nothing. So anyway, I'm running with him and training in the gym, and Mike Trainer says to me, he goes, you know, I said to him, what about that first Duran fight? I said, Don King promoted that fight, and he knocked him out in this net. He had to sign a contract with Don King for the next rematch. He goes, but I only signed for one fight with King. King wanted a multi-fight contract. I wouldn't do it because I took short money in order to sign for one fight. And of course, that was one of the best decisions he ever made in his life because Don King wasn't able to pimp off Sugar Ray Leonard. Of course, he pimped off everybody else. I can go down the list. Ernie Shavers, George Foreman, Terry Norris. I mean, all these guys filed suit against King and made money. Tim Witherspoon, though, I got to give Tim a little bit of a little criticism, though. Of course, it was a guy that when we tried to make a comeback with him, we took him over to Antigua, and we got him in shape. We thought we got him into shape. They said to me, Pedro, come over 2 weeks before the fight and work with Tim Witherspoon. I said, what do you mean work with Tim Witherspoon? He's a former heavyweight champion of the world. What do you mean, want Pedro to work with him? He goes, I want you to run with him. The last 2 weeks, I want you to run with him. So I went over to run with Tim Witherspoon, and the first week, sort of like Buster Douglas, he don't run. I mean, he just didn't run. I got over there. Tim said, Tim, we need to run. I don't feel like it today. Anyway, Tim was banging some 18-year-old girl that worked at the casino. That was sort of all the road work he needed to do. And then he lost a 12-round decision. I take that back. It was a 12-round decision draw to Mike Sadio in the main event. Put it this way. Had Tim Witherspoon not pissed all over the promotion that night, we would have made $500,000 in the next fight. I was going to get $150,000. It was signed. It was all together in the whole nine yards. Witherspoon screwed me out of that. So, Tim Witherspoon, I have no sympathy. If Don King screwed you out of some money, more power to Don King. Sorry, that's the way it goes. Bottom line is hour number two, of course. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Don King had a son, his stepson, Carl King, was the manager. So, what he did was Carl King would take a third of the contract and then, of course, he'd have a trainer. It would take another 10%. So there was 43% of the purse was already gone from a fighter before he even went to taxes as far as Don King was concerned. And sometimes Don had guys signing contracts that were worth 50%, which is illegal. So at the end of the day, Don King was a bit of a crook. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, they say karma. If you're a bad guy, that karma catches up with you. He's 93 and still going. More with Don King and how the mafia tried to kill him after the break.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard.
Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I think that the Affordable Care Act, you know, as long as it wasn't a name of the Obamacare, it would pass. They made the test already. But the fact of the matter is, at the essence of it all, is people need health care.
Let me tell you about health care. My grandmother was in 1965, 66, back in the days, they came up with Medicare for old folks. And it was like, you know, they had no medical insurance here in the United States for old people. So in 1965, President Johnson put through the Medicare bill and the Medicare Act, call it what you want. But the bottom line is she got to see a doctor for the first time in like 35 or 40 years. I kid you not. So she goes to the doctor across the street. His name was Paul Moses. And she has a cyst on one of her ovaries, right? So he tells her, hey, don't worry about it. It's no big thing. She dies of cancer 3 years later. Bottom line is what I'm trying to tell you is that if you've got medical care, please take advantage of it. Go see your doctors, no doubt about that. Now, back to Don King, of course, the world's greatest promoter. Maybe. Bottom line is, back in the days, of course, he called all kinds of shots. I mean, he made people feel uncomfortable. He just did. One fighter who made him feel uncomfortable was a guy by the name of Francisco Damiani. And why did he make Damiani feel uncomfortable? Because Damiani was a mob fighter from England. I kid you not. In fact, let's go to Sammy the Bull Gravano. Sammy the Bull Gravano talking about hitting Don King.
Boxing, gambling. Did you guys ever do anything with Don King? Any contacts with Don King?
Yes. I went in front of a grand jury. I was subpoenaed in front of a grand jury for boxing. When I was there, I was out with John Gotti. Mike Tyson was the shit. Now, I had another guy, and I can't think of his name. I knew the trainer, and I knew the black guy. I was training in the gym with him occasionally. He was a tough fighter, and he was a little bit over the hill. So I thought of a thing to set up a fight. I wanted him, and someday I'll get the name. I can't remember right now. But I'll get him to fight the champ in Italy. The champ in Italy was with two brothers who were both made guys in the mob. So I'm reaching them through the Italian people. I want this guy to come in and fight my guy, the black guy. And my guy will win. So he gets your belt. So if he wins and he has your belt, I want to hook up a fight with Mike Tyson. And I want big money because it's a championship. He's got a belt, you got a belt. The numbers are bigger. We know that Mike can probably beat you. Now, if the people around Mike want to make him duck a fight, I don't think he would do that. But then it's another story. But we never got that far. the Italian guy had to come here and fight a lesser opponent first before he fought my guy. And he lost to that guy. So now the thing is off. But in the process of all of this, John knows what's going on. I have a guy, a street guy, can't even think of his name, but he's going to Don King talking about a potential fight. He's not having a lot of luck. Don King stands up. He don't want it, no part of this thing. He mentions John Gotti, this, that. I'm a tough guy. I went to jail for this and that. John, I'm not doing any of that bullshit. So the kid comes back and tells me. So I said, John, forget the whole thing now. It ain't going to work. He won't do it. Don King won't do what we want. Did you tell him to mention my name? Yeah, I did. He don't want to be bothered. He said he's a tough guy. He did time. Really? Yeah. Tell the kid to go back, make another appointment, and kill him. Do you want me to kill Don King? No, not you. The kid, this guy. You want me to tell this kid to go back and kill Don King? Yeah, well, hit him with a proposal. If he says no, take a gun out and shoot him. All right. That's what you want? Yeah. All right. I grabbed the kid. He was in the kid. He's a guy, you know. It was tough. Listen, you're going to go, you're going to hit him with this proposal. If he says no and gives you that shit, I'm a tough guy, take the gun out and shoot him. Shoot him right in the head. Kill him. You want me to kill Don King? I said, it's not me. John wants you to kill him. What do you want me to tell you? You got to kill him. He took off. The kid took off. I'd never seen hide a hair of him again. He must have left the country. I don't know where the f*** he went. He took off. So we never went after Don King because I'm definitely not going after him because this is insane now. We're hitting the guy because he don't want to do a deal. We'll be hitting guys every other week.
You know, when I saw Gotti or Sammy the Bull Gravano fights, I ran away from them. I kid you not. Why would I run away from those guys? Because if there's ever going to be any random gunfire, it's going to be around those guys. There's no doubt about it, okay? And whether they've got security or not, I just didn't feel comfortable around John Gotti. At one point in time at the Garden, he came to a press conference afterwards, and I left. I just didn't feel comfortable around the guy. I just didn't. May he not rest in peace. He was a real creep, no doubt about that. But John Gotti wanted to kill Don King. Of course, Don King, as I said earlier, of course, he was convicted of murder in 1967 when he kicked Sam Garrett to death over a $600 debt. Let me tell you how it went down. The cops roll up on this big beef going down. Don King was a bit of a bookie, a numbers bookie back in the day. In other words, he took your money when you bet on the illegal lottery. In other words, you bet on like the score of a baseball game or something like that, unders, overs, that kind of good stuff. So Don was the illegal lottery in town in Cleveland, no doubt about that. So Sam Garrett owed him $600. So Don King's kicking Sam Garrett's ass. The Cleveland cops get a note of it, and they come rolling up on the scene, and Don's got this guy on the ground. Guy weighed about 98 pounds. Guy's kicking him and kicking him and kicking him. And they go, stop, stop, stop. And Don King kicked him one more time, and Sam Garrett was dead. Okay, that was in 1967. But that's not the first time Don King killed anybody. In 1954, some guy stuck a gun in his future wife's face, Henrietta King. She would become Henrietta King later in life. She was married at that point in time to Don King's business partner in the Cleveland Mafia. I can't remember what his name is right now, but she was married to him. So they came in, they tried to rub Don King's office. Don was there, Henrietta was there, and they stuck a gun in Henrietta's face. But when the mistake they made, you never make this mistake, you turned your back on Don King. Don King shot him in the back and killed him. Justifiable homicide because it was in the course of a robbery. But I kid you not, he's killed two people, no doubt about that. And, of course, he's killed a lot of people financially. And at the end of the day, I don't have a whole lot of high accolades for him. I mean, he was a great businessman, this and that. He tried to help me out at certain points in time. But he turned into a really creepy, mean guy. And that's an old guy now, an old senile guy. He sort of got his own little Donald Trump world and things like that. But I'm not a King guy. Was never a King guy. I worked around him, worked with him. Felt honored to work around him at some times, felt dishonored to work around him at other times. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, it's boxing. And I really can't choose the people you work with in the sport of boxing. Now, from Don King to the world of boxing, let's go to Japan. Of course, Takao Inoue, of course, he was the brother of the world's best fighter, Noah Inoue, the world champion, of course, 122 pounds right now. He lost a 12-round decision to a guy by the name of they come up with these names, man, and I really have a hard time with them. Anyway, Inoue, the brother of the champion, Nanoa Inoue, of course, now is, he lost to Tatsumi, 12-0-2 with the OKs. I have problems with these Japanese names because they don't print the whole thing sometimes. Anyway, bottom line is, fights are happening over in Japan, but later today, what I'm truly leading to, who cares about that fight? Who cares about the Inoue brothers? The fight you really want to watch if you can is Hunto Nakatani defending the WBC 118-pound championship. I mean, I really think he's one of the better fighters in the world. Of course, he is a
the client of Rudy Hernandez, the brother of Gennaro Hernandez, who I mentioned a little bit earlier. Of course, Gennaro on that piece, you know, everybody have a good night and a good show and this and that. Of course, he passed away a few months later. And as I said earlier, man, there was no nicer man ever in the sport of boxing than Gennaro Hernandez, without a doubt. But Junto Nakatani is defending the WBC 118-pound championship. That'll be on ESPN later today. So because of the time difference, I don't know what time schedule you're on, but the bottom line is check your TV schedule. No doubt about that. Now, my favorite guy in the world, who is it? Yeah, you know, Dana White. Man, you got to give Dana White props. I hate the dude. I'm going to take it back. Hate is hate the operative word, impeccable one? What's the word I'm looking for?
I'm not sure.
You know, thanks a lot. He copped out on me. Bottom line is I look for my producer to give me some help.
How am I supposed to tell you how you feel? You're the one. You feel it for yourself, man.
Hey, man, you know what? Did you just embarrass me in front of a million people? Hey, remember what your Christmas bonus look like, okay? Remember today. Anyway, I kid. Now, of course, that is the impeccable one, my great producer, Bailey Peck, without a doubt. But every time that Dana White throws a gig, he's drawing 15,000 to 18,000 people. His cheap gigs, as far as the overall live attendance is concerned, they do about $5 million. He did a card in Utah last week. They did $5 million. Utah's not known for spending big money at sporting events, okay? Salt Lake City especially. But the bottom line is, 2 weeks prior to that, he went up against Canelo Alvarez, of course, pound for pound. Maybe in the minds of somebody, the fading Mexican, call him what you want. But the bottom line is, he is a king of pay-per-view. That night, he did less homes on pay-per-view and did a smaller live gate than did the UFC. The UFC did $27 million as far as a live gate was concerned. Canelo Alvarez did $20 million, $21 million. So the bottom line is, he's on a roll. Dana White's on a roll, no doubt about that. But I'm not his favorite guy, and especially after what I saw last week. I'm going to tell you like this. I have never seen a beating this vicious in my entire life, and this is why I'm against this cockfighting type of thing. That's what, sort of like cockfighting, you know, when you get two roosters kill each other. That's not the way it is. Khalil Roundtree was a beaten man in the second round. They stopped in the fourth round with the TKO and punches. I have never in my life, ever in my life, and I'm 66, almost 67 years old. I've been watching boxing since the 1960s, maybe 64. I kid you not. I have never seen anybody as mucked up and damaged from a professional boxing match or an athletic event as I did Khalil Roundtree Jr. This guy, he must have taken 100 stitches to close his face. I kid you not. And why? Why would you do that? I mean, he had his ass kicked a couple of minutes in. I mean, this guy, Alex Pereira, I mean, you know, Khalil won the first round, the second round, but he won the first and the second round running, you know, like avoiding him, like trying to stay out of harm's way in this thing. But this guy, Alex Pereira, he was a guy, a weight cheater, without a doubt. When he was fighting at 185, he used to weigh in at 185 and step into the octagon at 225 pounds. He would gain 40 pounds overnight. Don't ask me how he did it, but he did it, okay? He did it. And then, of course, against Khalil Roundtree, he was weighing 205 pounds coming in, and he gained all the way up to 230 pounds. In other words, he went from 205 to 230. He was in the cage at 230 pounds, and he was beating on this guy like he was a rag doll. I have never seen, it was the most vicious beating I've ever seen in my life as far as the MMA world is concerned, and they just let it go. Of course, there was also the Brian Ortega beating a couple years ago. Remember Brian Ortega? He was the prettiest MMA fighter you're ever going to see, but pretty doesn't mean he couldn't fight. He was pretty like Oscar De La Hoya, meaning he was good looking, but he could fight like hell, without a doubt, okay? So they put him into a fight with Alexander Kolasowski, the 145-pound champion at that point in time, okay? And he gets cut in the second round. And once he got cut, the blood's coming into his eye. He can't see this net, so he's fighting in a handicap. They let him go two more rounds, two more five-minute rounds. He took such a beating. He's never been the same. He came back. He had a comeback fight a couple weeks ago, and he lost. The bottom line is, they ruin people. If you don't kiss Dana White's ass, or better yet, blow Dana White, and like, you know what I'm talking about? I'm seriously. You don't blow him, he's sort of like P. Diddy. You don't have to blow him like you do P. Diddy, actually blow him per se, copulate him. But with Dana White, if you didn't kiss his ass, you're not part of the Dana White mix. There's no doubt about it. And this guy, Khalil Roundtree, he was brought in there as opponent. Dana White showed his picture all over the internet of the fight post fight, of his picture post fight. If anything, I'd be ashamed of that. I would say to myself, this is what guys get for a couple $100,000. You got to be kidding me. And of course, the damage is permanent. I mean, I'm not trying to say the damage isn't permanent in boxing, but the damage in MMA, it's so prolific. I mean, you see it right then and there. I mean, guys get concussed and they're forced to go out there and continue, and I don't get it. The bottom line is, the referees need to be arrested for impersonating officials. The ringside doctors in Nevada especially, what are they thinking? I mean, they take an oath as a doctor, and yet they let the spit with an H, they let the spit go on. You see these guys getting annihilated, and guys are looking. Khalil Roundtree, he was looking at the referee. free. Please, please help me. Please help me. Please help me. I mean, you can see the pleading in his eyes, and the referee didn't do anything because of the fact they're all on Dana White's payroll. What Dana says, if Dana says like this from the ringside or from Octagon side, I guess they stop the fight. But if Dana don't say that, they don't stop the fight. At the end of the day, Dana White is the worst human being in the history of combat sports. He's the most despicable world man I've ever met in my life. If he was a pimp in San Francisco, when I was a cop, I tell you the story before. When I was a cop in San Francisco and I knew pimps, pimps used to give their hoes or their employees or whatever you want to call them, right, subcontractors, 50%. There was a girl did $100 doing something with Bailey in the other room. The girl got $50, 50 out of the 100, okay? When Dana White pimps off his hoes, they get 10% of the money. I mean, imagine that, 10%, 10% of the money. If I was a pimp in San Francisco and I had hoes I was giving 10%, they'd be on the first bus to L.A. and Cleveland, no doubt about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The worst human being on the planet, Dana White.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9. Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9.
The sounds of the mighty Tower of Power. Check them out, towerofpower.com. They're doing something like a tour of the holidays. I guess Tower of Power's got a Christmas album out. That's how old Tower of Power is. They're doing a Christmas album. Come on, Emilio. You got no hits? Come on, man. A Christmas album? Nobody wants to hear the Tower of Power do Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. No doubt about that. Now, my in-studio guest,
Of course, there's a guy that I've known for 50 years. He's most famously known as the son of Olivia Meservey. Of course, she was my mentor, my unpaid mentor. Take that back. She did get paid. I paid her in coffee and donuts and cookies and things like that. But I really miss your mother. She was a class act, no doubt about that.
Yes.
Get closer to the mic, man.
Yes, she was.
But I can't hear you.
Yes, she was.
Okay. Is that mic working? Should be. Try it one more time.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear you? Try the other microphone. Put the red button on.
Can you hear me now?
That's better. No doubt about that. Anyway, Olivia's son, that's your claim to fame.
Yes, sir.
It is.
I guess it is. My mom was a great woman, and I appreciate everything you did for her.
She took, hey, man, let me tell you, she took good care of me. And, I mean, I went in there. I was an emotional pit in some of the emotional pits of my life, financially, emotionally, the whole nine yards. And she picked me up. And she, you know, she didn't say a whole lot, but she picked me up and got me going in the right direction. And I got to bring up the fact that I almost killed that hospital administrator. I mean, I wanted to fire him, Jose. I'd never been so mean and mad in my life. I wanted to get violent with him. I remember I walked into his office and I shut the door. He goes, "Why did you shut the door?" Because I don't want anybody to see what I'm going to do to you. I mean, he allowed her to get COVID. They wouldn't allow me or you to see her for a long time, but yet she got COVID in the meantime. That stuff didn't make sense to me at all.
No, yeah, it was like 2 years before I got to see her after.
Yeah, okay. Now, back, I got 30 seconds left. What do you think my greatest street fight was?
Street fight, back in 78.
Got 30 seconds.
In front of 29th Street in Mission, this guy named Guy Lambert was probably weighed more than you and taller than you. You were all dressed up. You took off your shoes, your little platform shoes, and just beat the shit out of him.
Oh, you didn't say that word. Did you really? I did. Okay, bottom line is Guy Lambert, may he rest in peace. All those guys are dead. All those guys drank and did hard drugs and they're dead. Bottom line is I thank you, I love you, you know that, and I miss Olivia, no doubt about that. Listen, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My producer is the impeccable one, the great Bailey Peck. That's right. I thank you so much for everything week in and week out. He's just my guy. I want to thank you for tuning in, and don't forget, Ring Talk Live Worldwide is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and Twitch.tv. Till next time, peace and respect. If it